Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast for solo business owners who are brilliant at what they do, but sometimes feel like things are a bit of a mess. I'm Libby Langley, business therapist, author, and your practical voice of calm in the chaos of working for yourself. Each week, I'll help you make sense of the mess so you can build a business that actually feels like you. Here's this week's episode. I want to talk to you today about boredom. You know, nobody really talks about this part, the kind of quiet, slightly boring bit where things are fine, but not thrilling. You know, you've stopped firefighting, you're doing good work, but it feels a bit flat, like, is this it? So this episode of Messy Business reframes the boring phase of business as stability and shows you how to appreciate it instead of sabotaging it. Step away from the sabotage, please. Hello. I'm Libby Langley, your business therapist for today in this episode of Messy Business. Right. Why does your brain mistake calm for stagnation? Well, I mean, probably because you've got ADHD, right? End of episode. No. Chaos is, there's a comfort zone in chaos, right? And if your brain is like, oh my God, new thought, new thought, new thought, new thing. Let's learn something else. Let's, we can do all these things. Blah, 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 blah. Then peace feels a bit weird, right? And often you get used to adrenaline and running on adrenaline and chasing every goddamn thing that's about there. And if that is the case, then stability can really look like nothing's happening. But I mean, it's not true. It's progress without panic. And I think because the world changes so quickly that we do chase stuff, right? And you look at just what, the last 5 years or so. So first of all, 6 years, I guess, but first of all, there was COVID when everything shut down. So people had to get used to a different way of working. You know, everybody had to work from home, whether they had done or not before, pretty much. Everything went online. You had to learn all these new skills. You had to learn what Zoom was. You had to learn what funnels were because there was all that talk about that. You had to create a course because that's what everybody was doing. Or you had to suddenly start doing loads of online learning because that's what you were told you needed to do. You had to go all in on video on Instagram and TikTok became a thing. And, you know, it was all new all the time. And part of that was really exciting because, well, there wasn't anything else that anybody could do. So part of that was really exciting, but it's a brain satisfier because it's this constant state of learning, which can be really, really exciting and trying things out and experimentation and chaos, right? Because you never quite knew what was going on. So, you know, there was COVID and then there was the post-COVID and it's like, all right, hang on, we can go back into the real world. But do we go back into the real world? I don't know. Something's got to be really important for me to do that. And then it's like, how do I behave in a room full of people? I've kind of got out of the habit of this. So there was that newness and also chaos and excitement and fear of all of that. And then came, you know, a change of pace, a change of government, the kind of calmness that initially that brought in the UK, but then the, oh my God, what is happening in America kind of thing. And the uncertainty and unrest with that, which I think has been a real thing in 2025. People are spending differently now. There has to be much more purpose to what we spend. There's more consideration. We possibly are more distrustful because there's a lot of, there's a lot of scammers out there. There's AI, right? I mean, I've been using ChatGPT for what, coming up for 3 years now. Did my first podcast episode on it 2 and a bit years ago. But now it's like another tool that you have to learn. And if you're not using it, then you're missing out. But also, if you are using it without any editing, then everybody can tell. And it's probably not actually helping you, certainly if you're writing your copy. But, you know, there's all this, right, there's all these changes. And that's just in the last, coming up for 6 years. And that's a lot when you're also trying to keep on top of your business and running your business the way that you do. Oh, there's also things like oh, you know, there was the change to national insurance and there's making tax digital and all these kind of infrastructure changes to your business as well. So that's a lot, right? That's not even anything to do with the way that you actually do your job and you actually support your clients. So it's no wonder that you've got used to chaos. And that's been a real comfort zone. And I think it's been a coping mechanism as well for so many business owners. But what that progress and change brings is an absolute ton of highs, right? New clients, new offers, new launches, all these things. It brings all these highs. But eventually there's kind of that dopamine dip after any growth because you can't sustain that forever. You can't sustain those highs and you can't sustain that newness and that growth all the time, right? Eventually, something's got to level out or you'll probably die. You'll burn out for sure, right? But it's not a sign that you're going backwards. It's just your brain kind of craving novelty again, right? And I think the trick is to separate excitement from fulfillment. So the way I explain it to my clients is that it's like a really shallow set of steps. So there's an up and then there's kind of a longer flat, then an up, then a longer flat, right? If you envisage a set of really old Elizabethan stone stairs or something with a really shallow tread. That's what having a business should be like. Because you need those flat bits in order to just recuperate, to regroup, to, enjoy the growth. You can't constantly have growth and growth and growth and up hills, because that would like be like going up a, I don't know, like in Gladiators when you're trying to go up a steep, really steep travelator and all you've got is a rope to pull yourself along with. I mean, you cannot do that indefinitely. You cannot perpetually climb Everest, right? Eventually, there's got to be a bit of rest in there. And you might start to feel a bit bored with that. You know, that it's all part of the progress, right? But that is where it's often the bridge to peace, right? This boredom, this shallow, this constant, this quieter middle phase, it's where the deep, sustainable growth happens. It's where systems start working and momentum builds, but it's not flashy, it's where freedom's born, right? It's also the period where you can have a holiday. You know, you can't have a holiday in an intensive growth period. It just doesn't sort of work like that because you've got to be on and you've got to be in it. But if you are neurodivergent, then trying to keep, you know, that momentum going all the time is just utterly, utterly exhausting. There's something lovely, actually, in being able to just know what's happening. I think there's a real reward in that. And if you can train your brain to take reward from those bits, you are going to be a better business owner. And by better business owner, I mean your business is going to be more sustainable. You're going to be happier because you can actually have breathing space to enjoy what you've done. Because if you're in constant growth mode or constant startup mode or constant newness mode, how the flipping heck can you maintain that all the time? When is your time for saying, this is cool, I'm quite proud of this? When is the time to really sort of languish in the deliciousness of spending time with your clients? Yeah. Sometimes you have to take your foot off the growth pedal to allow things to bed in, to allow yourself the headspace and the capacity to just be with your clients and also to just be with yourself. You know, that's just really lovely. It's like going to some hot springs and just rolling around in the water and not doing anything else. You know, think of it like a, what are those things called? Like a flotation tank, those like chamber things that you can lock yourself in where there's nothing else happening, just you and your thoughts. And eventually your brain will go a bit quieter. And who knows, maybe you'll even get peace inside your brain. I don't know. I mean, who knows? I don't know what that is when your brain isn't talking to yourself. But, you know, not adding many things on allows the new stuff to percolate and the next phase of growth to happen. Because if you're always working through a to-do list, it's utterly exhausting, right? And what will happen is if you don't take your feet off the pedal sometimes, is that you'll just completely burn yourself out and you'll lose interest in what you're doing. You'll lose interest and you won't allow the new thoughts to come and the exciting new phase of growth to come. And the worst thing that you can do in your business is pile too much on so that you can't do anything at all ever. So if progress feels boring, that boredom is really, really important. That boredom is growth settling in. And I don't want you to ever think that, you know, fine is disappointing, because it's not, right? Not every day has to be thrilling. So one thing that I talk about in my reboot camp with my clients is this comfortable middle, right? And I think it's absolutely underrated in the world of business, because somebody's always at the bottom and somebody's always at the top, yeah? And so a lot of people, most of us, are somewhere in the middle. And your middle is different to my middle, but being comfortable in the space that you're in is pretty cool, actually, because, you know, being cozy and comfortable, what else do we want other than that, actually? You know, hygge, the Danish feeling of being cozy and comfortable, putting some candles on and drinking a hot drink, that's kind of like the epitome of just enoughness, isn't it? And so this comfortable middle is actually a place to aim for. It's not a place to go, oh God, right, here I am, stuck here. Where's my next phase of growth? No, it's like, oh, I'm quite enjoying this actually, because I've got enough clients, I've got enough money, I can go on holiday a couple of times a year, you know, whatever it is that you want in your comfortable middle. That is absolutely about celebrating the boring bits, celebrating the fact that you're on, you know, you've gone up the shallow step and now you're just on the step, right? You're on the horizontal plateau for a little bit until the next thing. That's your comfortable middle. And it will shift and it will change, but it doesn't have to do that every bloody day of the week, right? You can go up a step every 6 months. You can go up a step every year. You can go up a step every month if you have the nervous energy and the kind of stomach for that. It's up to you to settle where you're, to decide where your periods of growth are, right? Nobody dictates that. But this absolutely, this quieter middle phase, this comfortable middle is just so important. And I honestly think it's one of the best things about having a business. I like being in it. I'm not in it often enough for me. I would like to be in that the whole time, but I'm not, because I've been going through a period of change and a period of growth and a period of realignment. And for me, those periods I find quite stressful, but they need to happen. So I am at the moment, I'm still climbing up the step, but I am waiting for that comfortable middle, that flat period to come. That's going to come soon, yeah? And oh my goodness me, I'm going to stay there for as long as possible, right? But that is when the systems all work and the momentum builds without you having to do anything, right? But yes, you have to go, you have to climb the step in order for that to happen. So I want you to celebrate these boring bits. I want to give you permission to celebrate the boring bits and to just like revel in them, yeah? And to do that, it's about replacing the I should be doing more with I'm maintaining what works. And what works is so crucial. And you will only find out what works once you've gone up the steps of growth, yeah? But what works for you is posting twice a week on LinkedIn, having a downloadable freebie, emailing twice a week out to your list. If that converts enough people to conversations and then into clients, just do more of that. Just keep doing that. Don't change it. Don't add anything else in. Why would you add anything else in? Because that gives you freedom and flexibility and sufficient income. That's okay, right? That's what you want and that's what you need. So I think one thing that it's really important to train yourself to is this, I should be doing more. Oh, this is what we should be doing. Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't realise that. Oh my God, am I meant to be doing stuff on TikTok? Okay, oh, I better do that then. And it's like, why? If what you are doing is working, if you have a system that attracts people to you and converts people into your service, stick with it. Stick with it. Yes, you can amplify it a bit, but stick with it. Stick with it. Stick with it. Do not break it. Do not add anything else in. Do not pass go. Right? And you may get bored with that. But if you get bored, if it works, right, and it brings everything, but you find yourself bored, go to a conference. Yeah? Go to a conference and learn some new stuff and hear some inspiring people speak and then forget everything that they've said because you don't need to retain it. But just do something. Just do something that enjoys it or go guest on some podcasts. Apply to do a TED Talk, whatever. There are other things that you can do without adding new things into the infrastructure or without breaking the infrastructure or changing your program for the umpteenth time and changing the name of your podcast again, right? You don't need to do all those things. Find the thing that fits and that works and stick with it and stick with it and stick with it. And do you know what? If you can stick with it for a year, you'll be amazed at what happens. Absolutely amazed at what happens. That is always my goal, right? I remember, I think it was Amy Porterfield said it once years and years and years ago, stick with something for a year. And I find that incredibly difficult because a year is like a really long time. I find a month quite a long time. And again, this is about progress feeling boring sometimes and wanting to do more and wanting to do different things. But if you can stick with something for a year, it's going to be brilliant because you're going to get known for it. You're going to absolutely know that all the elements of your ecosystem, your marketing system are going to be working. You're going to know that your foundations are really solid because you're going to know that you're absolutely true to what you believe in. You're going to know that you can take pride in what you're doing. You're going to know really truly how you help your clients because you're going to have had the longevity of a year in order to be able to kind of test it and tweak it, right? And you're just going to know what you're doing. So it's going to take an absolute ton less effort. So you can take more time off. You can amplify it as and when needed. And like I say, you can then just go to a conference and do something wacky. I don't know, go to a retreat, whatever it is that you need to do to satisfy your brain. You don't have to break the thing that is earning you the money and is helping the clients that if you want to do it. There's ways that you can spot your self-sabotage before it starts, right? You know, that urge to shake things up for the sake of feeling busy again. Yes, I know you. I know that you feel that. Often it's fear in disguise. But you don't need to burn down what's finally stable just because your nervous system misses the drama, right? It's the reason that I buy a new car all the time. Actually, I've had this car for 2 and a bit years, and that it is my longest, 2 years, 4 months is the longest I've ever had a car in my life. I've bought new cars after 5 months, and the last, I don't even know, 10, 12 have been brand new as well. So, you know, you don't need to do things like that, right? Sometimes it's okay to just keep what you've got because it's fine. It's really just so important that. And I think change actually and all these new things, it becomes harder as you get older because you don't have the energy that they used to. And I don't know, maybe there's other stuff going on in life. Pivoting is harder when you get older. It just is. All this change, it puts more pressure on your nervous system and... yeah, and you don't need that. You just don't need that in your life. So you do not need to burn everything that's stable down at all. You can find excitement in creation, not crisis. you can fine-tune your content rather than scrapping it all and doing something completely different. You can have a new creative output without breaking what already works for you. It's really important that you think that you believe, not just you think, that you genuinely believe that consistency is success, not complacency. Complacency. You know, there is a, you know, there's comfort in boredom. There is, because it gives your brain, it stops your brain having to think about everything all the time. And I want you to really embrace that. I want you to really embrace that boredom, that consistency, that flat step. It isn't a sign that you need to be doing something different. And here we go again. It's a sign that what you're doing is working. And that deserves a pat on the back for you, not a, right, here we go, I'm going to break all of this and do something different instead. What I hope I've done for you today is given you permission to just stop this firefighting and know that you're doing good work. And if it feels a bit flat, you can go do something else. You can take up running, you know, go run a marathon instead, yeah? Diversify the attention, but don't break what is working in your business because you are a little bit bored, you know? Take up watercolour painting or something. Do you know, oh, I saw something today that was painting by numbers for adults, and they were really beautiful pictures. And I did think, do you know what, actually, that feels like it might be quite good for my nervous system. It feels like it might be quite calming. Because I used to like painting by numbers when I was a kid, because you get those little individual pots of colour and a little brush, and there's something really autistically satisfying about it all. So, you know, stop breaking things in your business and you can start doing painting by numbers instead. And something nice like that, that's nothing to do with business, but is really satisfying in your life. Yeah, you don't have to reinvent everything all the time. Boring, a bit of boredom is quite good because it allows you to go and do anything else. And I'm certainly not saying, you know, boredom means that you have to just sit around twiddling your thumbs all the time or huffing and puffing. It gives you the opportunity to congratulate yourself that you've built an ecosystem that works in your business, that you've reached your comfortable middle that's great for now, and that you have the freedom and capacity to go and do just something else for fun, because I bet there isn't enough fun in your life. So this is your permission to go out and have some, all right? And if you haven't reached your boring phase yet, and if things are not quite working, or if you are bored with being bored, come work with me in Reboot Camp. I'll help you. I will help you to feel okay with where you are and to plan for the next stage, all right? Come join Reboot Bootcamp. Send me a message. We'll talk about how you can join. Alrighty. So that was episode 164. Can you believe that? That's so many. Look, see, check me out having stuck to something for 164 episodes. I'm so proud of myself. of episode 164 of Messy Business. All right. Thanks for joining me today. I'll see you next week. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for listening to Messy Business. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you don't miss your next dose of clarity and calm. You'll find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. And when you're ready for deeper support in a space where you can rebuild your business around who you are, you can join me inside Reboot Camp. See you next week for more Messy Business.